Going to do this. So people look at Zen or this idea of enlightenment and they're like, wow, it's bright, it's shiny, it's the answer, right? Yep. It's out there, it's gold, right?
Yep.
Welcome to the Habits to Goals podcast with Martin Grunberg. Are you ready to achieve goals faster and more consistently than ever before? You need the Habit Factor. You're listening to Habits to Goals, the podcast that helps you create the habits that lead to success. And here is Martin Grunberg.
All righty, here we go. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me slash us. Today we have the lovely JG, Jen Grant, in the studio, sort of. By in the studio, I mean in our Minnesota, joining us from Minnesota. I'm here in San Diego. My name is Martin Grunberg. You have reached Habits to Goals. Today, we're going to talk about, and Jen is beautifully, wonderfully confused. The subject is Zen, gold, and dung. But before we go there, I'm sure she's got a GTR. Do you have a GTR? Hit me with your GTR, your good things
report. Yeah, good things report. So my big event is coming up next week, and I am delighted to report that I received a third sponsor last week, and it was easy breezy. They reached out to me to sponsor, which... that feels like a big win, right?
That's phenomenal. That reminds me of topic number two we may talk about in a bit. Well, good. I'll go with low-hanging fruit. I'm clearly, more and more I realize this, a bit superstitious. And so I did not want to talk about this event till it was done, finished, baked, and I was back home safe. This has happened. So the GTR, the Good Things Report, is it's been just over a week. I'd never been to Africa. On my list, the bucket list was an African safari. I was invited to not just an African safari, but to scale slash hike slash climb Mount Kilimanjaro, which is the tallest freestanding mountain in the world. It's also known as the Roof of Africa.
And oh, I hadn't heard that. I like that.
Yeah, I love that. 19,300 feet. A lot of hiking, a lot of altitude, and we made it safely back. So that's my GTR. Yes.
Huge. So big.
Semi-huge. Once-in-a-lifetime, I think, endeavor. And then we got the bonus of this African safari, which was mind-blowing as well. So,
do you feel like if you hike that it's like unnecessary to try and scale other things? I mean, not that you won't go hiking, but to like set any other parameters, does that even make sense at that point?
Well, what's a bit absurd is I never... and I still, I mean,
you never set out to do that.
I don't really consider myself hiking guy, air quotes.
Yeah. Right?
And so
you probably changed that thought.
Right. And the first hike I did was this Grand Canyon rim to rim to rim thing. And
oh, right.
I know we've done that twice. And then the second hike I've done is Mount Kilimanjaro. So
maybe you're not just a hiker, you're an ultra. Like if you go, you go big.
You know, I don't even know how to explain it. These are just, it's a testament to the environment. The people you hang around with sometimes suck you into these things for the better, because these have been, I've had to train. So that's my GTR. All right, let's move into... what did we say? Zen, gold, and dung.
Yep.
You're waiting for the setup. There is a, we've talked about Zen cones before. These are these Zen riddles almost. Like my favorite is, today is the eighth day of the month. tomorrow is the 13th. And then people just are like, what? Scratching their head. And it's meant to be confounding and confusing. And really, it's designed for one to abandon logic. So we'll hold that thought. This cone is learning Zen is a phenomenon of gold and dung. Before you learn it, it is gold. After you learn it, it is dung. And the truth is, this doesn't really about Zen necessarily. This applies to a million things. I'm going to say it one more time, and then you can not to put you on the spot, but you can take a step. Learning Zen is a phenomenon of gold and dung. Before you know it, it is gold. After you know it mm-hmm. or understand it, it is dung. How can that be? What does that mean? Just take a stab.
So the first thing that comes to mind, I'm going to use a story because that's how we relate, right? Is
yep.
the story. I was visiting a friend a while back in near Spokane, Washington. It was the first time I was visiting that area. And they had lived there for a long, long time. And it was my first visit. And so I very quickly noticed the trees and the valleys and the nature and the scenery and the landscape. And they were able to see it through then my eyes for the first time. And it was, you know, bright and vibrant and something that needed to be aware. Like I was looking everywhere at how beautiful it was. And to them, it was just like this place that they drove through. And I feel like that is a similar but different analogy here, that for me, it was the gold, shall we say. And for them, because they had lived it and breathed it and been a part of it for so long, it had turned into the dung.
Wow.
And so it took a fresh perspective to get back to the gold of it.
That's incredible. Yeah. And let me preface, it's a little late for a preface, but all of these cones are meant to be truly experiential for the individual. In other words, what I think it means and what you think it means, there's not necessarily a right or wrong. Now there are answers that are closer to the interpretation and what it should mean. But having said that, that is an incredible take or perspective, because the core of this meaning is the experience or being experiential. So people look at Zen, and by the way, the other rule of this is you're never supposed to tell people what the cone means.
And that's fair, yeah. Like the painting, you never tell them what the painting is, you just experience it, right?
Having said that, I'm still going to do this. So people look at Zen or this idea of enlightenment, and they're like, wow, it's bright, it's shiny, it's the answer, right? Yep. It's out there, it's gold, right?
Yep.
All right. Very quickly, if you head over to maven.com, search goals, search habits, you'll see the 28-day breakthrough. This is our small group cohort. The best investment you will ever make is in your own personal development. It's in your own education. It's in your own knowledge. So no better way to kick off the new year. Go to maven.com. Again, search goals, search habits. You'll see the 28-day breakthrough. It is a powerful small group cohort, and all the risk is taken away. It's money back guaranteed. Have a look, maven.com. All right, back to So learning Zen is a phenomenon of gold and dung. Once you learn it, before you learn it, it is gold. After you learn it, which is really after you learn it, you realize it's not about the learning of it. It becomes dung, because it's not about the shiny thing that you think it is. It's about the practice. It's about the experiential.
Right.
The day-to-day practice. And so to me, that, as confounding as the cone is, it's a very simple way to say what you think is the answer. Once you understand the answer is dung, because it's not about understanding. It's not about knowledge. It's about putting it into practice.
It reminds me of that quote that, isn't it a Zen Buddhist quote that is, before enlightenment, wash floors, after enlightenment, wash floors?
Yeah, basically it's, chop wood, carry water. Before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water.
Right.
It's very good, Jen. Yeah, that's the same-ish thing. It's because we, and now somebody's like, this is ridiculous. How does this apply to me? I'll tell you how. There's two great examples. The first is these people who, not just my course, they'll buy courses, gold. Yep.
This is going to be the thing.
That's right. And guess how many complete the course?
Right. That's a different number.
Less than 20%. So we're moving quickly to dung. And then how many apply who start tracking, which is the whole point. I've said this for the last almost 20 years, the importance of the habit factor, what makes it real to me, and I think the users, is that here's the philosophy, here is the practice, right hand, left hand, and they intersect at that tracking sheet.
Right.
That is the practice. And so when I ask people, are you tracking? Nope. Okay. That's dung. That's horseshit. You don't have to do anything, but it's not about the knowledge. It's about the practice, the practical application.
Yep.
So that's, to me, is what is the system the listener, has in place to implement, to practice every day something new that will help drive them towards their ideal future. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gold and dung. It's just a very powerful way to say knowledge. We get caught up in consuming. We're watching one video after another, after another, after another, after another.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, we're at an age now where all the answers, quote unquote, are out there. But the very few people are practicing the implementation.
And
obviously discipline, which is a habit. So that's it for me, but I want you to share something or two if you haven't.
Well, as you were sharing a little bit, I was thinking about when I was more actively involved teaching yoga, for example, and I would have conversations with students around yoga and the yoga practice, because so many people think that you practice yoga for a destination, to get more flexible, to get somewhere. And so again, like what you were saying, like you're striving towards something, you're striving toward that goal, when really it's not even about that, right? It's about bringing in the practice in, so that you have the practice on the days that you don't want to do yoga, right? We're doing the thing consistently now, so that when you don't feel like it, we can still continue doing it consistently. And I think that is a roundabout way to get back to what you were talking about. It's the practice, right? And not only just the practice, but what's the system of the practice?
I love it. The system of the practice is the habit factor. You've just tied this whole golden dung statement back to the habit factor. Better than I could have. Yeah, the daily practice. That's why it's just 2-3 habits. You're tracking them and you're moving daily. By the way, when an action you do consistently over time becomes a habit. This is the habit factor. Oi! All right. Well, thank you, Jen. That was great. It was fairly quick.
Yeah.
And we're going to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Adios.
All right, my friends, that is going to do it for this episode. If you are new here, there's only two things you should consider doing. One, go to thehabitfactor.com/templates. Get your free template that will walk you through the PAR method. You are not a rodent. You are not a rat. Why do I say that? Because the habit loop, the famed habit loop, was devised by studying rodents. You're a human. You have choice. You have intention. You have reflection. PAR, as a methodology for habit cultivation, is a process that leverages your human capacities. So go to thehabitfactor.com/templates and you get a free template, or just go to the iOS or Google Play Store and you can download the free Habit Factor app. The other thing that is worth doing, in my humble opinion, is subscribing. Subscribe, you get each episode downloaded automatically. That will save you time. It will save me time. We'll be on the same page, my friend. So that's it. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for subscribing, and make sure you begin tracking. See ya.